From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch podcast. I'm delighted this week to be able to bring you Laura Overton, the Managing Director of Towards Maturity. This is our first three-way conversation, if you like, and it's something that Nigel and I wanted to do, and we're delighted to have Laura with us. I'm going to hand over to Nigel because I'm going to let him talk to Laura, who's going to be talking a bit about the Learner Voice survey. There's some eye-catching stuff in this, and I think a lot of interesting action points probably for L&D team. So Nigel, without further ado, I'll let you have a chat with Laura.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you very much. And welcome, Laura. Thank you for agreeing to have a little conversation with us.
No, it's great. Really looking forward to it. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I want to talk about the Learner Voice Part 1, released recently, published by Towards Maturity. And I think my first point is a really, really simple one. Thank goodness someone is bothering to promote the Learner Voice and to have a significant survey of 2,000 learners talking about their corporate learning. So that's the first thing. I'm congratulations. Thank you. And I'm glad it's part one. There's going to be, I hope, parts 2 to 150 following on from that. But there are some really interesting bits of information coming out, which kind of reveals a misalignment between what learners want and what L&D offers them. Would you agree with that, Laura?
Well, yes, I think what the study is actually showing with these 2,000 learners is that many of them are getting on and doing this for themselves. They are having conversations. They are finding out what they need. They are connecting directly with their peers, colleagues, to understand what they need to learn to do their job. But I think what the interesting thing is that actually with collaboration, that the learning and development people aren't connecting in where those conversations are already taking place. And I think they often think that they've got to be guiding and directing them, setting up forums and things like that for people to officially share. Whereas I think what it's showing is that there's a real willingness to share. And actually, some of the learners in our study have said, we'd like a bit more help, a bit more confidence in sharing our knowledge. We're willing to do it. So I think the L&D department have got a real role to play, but it's perhaps not the role that they traditionally thought they had in this whole collaborative learning perspective.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's absolutely right. And what is interesting is that loads of people, I think it's 86%, like collaborative learning. Huge numbers are willing to share their knowledge to help others learn. And yet the facilities and resources of corporate learning seems to be misappropriated in a way, put into different areas and not encouraging a kind of willing group of people saying, we love this stuff, we're willing to do it, but they're not being provided with the opportunities. Is that a fair summary?
I think it is from the perspective of the L&D department meeting those needs. But I think what the study shows is that individuals are going out and doing this themselves. They are having conversations and they're finding ways to connect. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But I do think it's a missed opportunity for learning and development departments. You know, if we're not in on the conversation, not driving it necessarily, but just being in on it, we're actually missing out some incredible intelligence on our staff and how we could potentially be supporting them better.
Yeah, I think that's right. So you've got something, a percentage, 82% of people feel they're responsible for their own L&D, and yet you've got an L&D operation that is aspiring to encourage people to be responsible for their own L&D. What that seems to tell me is that there are huge numbers of people just simply getting on with it quietly, using Google, using company documents, using staff in the organization, and building their own learning pathways, really, independently or occasionally aligning with the formal programs that are being offered by L&D. Again, is that fair?
I think it's a fair observation. We've got to bear in mind that we've got part one here because these are all private sector organisations and individuals in the private sector. There may be differences in other sectors, in other types of roles. So in this study particularly, we're looking at more professional roles in the private sector. And yes, certainly people are making things happen for themselves when it comes down to learning what they need for their job. But I think the other thing that's also quite interesting is that they're not turning their back on formal learning and development. And something like 3 out of 5 learners are still saying that the course is a really valuable way for them to learn what they need for their job. 50% are saying, you know what, when you get it right, e-learning courses are great for helping us learn what we need for our job. So I think there's a real mix coming in here, but I think the study's showing that we need to be more cognizant of how staff are behaving now so that we can adapt what we're doing and how we can provide services for them.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good point. I was really impressed by 64% of respondents saying that they find classroom learning really helpful. So it's kind of yaboo to all the people saying, oh, classrooms are dead, you know, everything is social now. What the message seems to be that it's the mix that's important. People want to be liberated to do their own thing. They want to use their own technology. They want to learn anywhere they can. But they also want a kind of raft of formal support that helps them get on with their job. And the other thing that struck me, which was disappointing, I thought, was that so few managers actually discuss learning objectives with their staff before they start any formal learning. I think the figure is like 26% agree that managers discuss learning objectives. And we know that manager involvement is absolutely critical to behaviour change and success at learning.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is when we compare the learner voice with the tools maturity benchmark that we do with nearly 500 organisations every year, what we do find is that those L&D departments that are spending time equipping their line managers to support their staff better in a learning environment are reporting better results, better productivity, better engagement with learning. So, you know, there are very few L&D people who are actually doing that. I think it's less than 1 in 5 who are regularly equipping their line managers. So even the L&D have got a role in supporting the managers, in helping them to support their staff as well. So I think it's quite an exciting study for learning and development people if we choose to take heed of what's being said in it.
Totally agree. So where does this fit in with your new learning agenda? Just finally, talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, the new learning agenda is a series of 9 kind of areas that we've identified over the last 10 years that seem to consistently contribute to great results from learning and development people. It's really like almost like a framework for future-proofing your L&D strategy. And one of the elements that we found in that is this kind of concept of a customer-activated learning and how the learning function needs to be more switched on to understanding the needs of the customers rather than prescribing what they think their customers want. And by customers, we're talking about their staff inside their own organisation. It's certainly a trend that's hitting businesses elsewhere. I think IBM have flagged up that actually CEOs now, their strategy, 55% of them, their strategy for business is being determined by their customers. And really the new learning agenda is saying one of the things that we need to do is really have our strategy as L&D start to be informed by the behaviours and the needs of our staff as well. It's no longer any good just saying we do a learner-centric programme just because it happened to give a learning management system with e-learning courses that people can choose. That's not learner-centric, certainly not from the learner voice perspective.
You're absolutely right. And if you want any evidence, if there's any doubt in anyone's mind that what you're saying is true, just read the report. It's all there in front of you in great detail. Excellent. Really good work, Laura. Thanks very much. Back to you, Martin.
Well, thanks both Laura and Nigel. That's a really interesting conversation. And I hope that if you're listening to this, that you have enjoyed the first of what we hope to be many kind of three-way conversations. So, Laura, thank you very much.
No, thanks, guys, for inviting me.
And Nigel, thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
From scratch. From scratch.